Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Stop Living Paycheck to Paycheck. Second edition by Avery Breyer is a practical personal finance guide aimed at readers who want a simple, low-friction way to regain control of their money. Positioned as part of the Smart Money Blueprint series, the book focuses on breaking the paycheck-to-paycheck cycle through a budget system that can be maintained in about 15 minutes a week. Rather than assuming advanced financial knowledge, it starts from the basics, understanding cash flow, identifying whether the core issue is income or spending, building an emergency fund, paying down debt, and eventually beginning to save and invest. The second edition continues the book's emphasis on accessibility, using clear steps and a structured method intended for beginners or for anyone whose current budgeting approach has not worked. Its purpose is not to promote a rigid financial doctrine, but to help readers create a workable plan that fits their real income, expenses, and goals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a beginner-friendly budgeting system built for weekly maintenance. The central idea of the book is that budgeting does not need to be complicated or time-consuming to be effective. Avery Breyer frames her method as a simple system that can be handled in roughly 15 minutes a week, which makes it distinct from finance books that rely on detailed spreadsheets or intensive monthly planning. This matters because many readers living paycheck to paycheck do not fail due to a lack of concern. They fail because the system is too difficult to sustain. The book therefore prioritizes repeatability over perfection. Its value lies in helping readers create a budget they can actually use, not merely understand. By reducing the effort required to keep track of money, the book lowers the barrier to financial consistency and makes budgeting more realistic for people with busy lives. Unstable cash flow or little prior experience managing money. Secondly, diagnosing whether the real problem is income or spending. One of the book's most practical ideas is that living paycheck to paycheck is not always the same problem for everyone. Breyer encourages readers to determine whether they have an income problem, a spending problem, or a combination of both. That distinction is important because the solution changes depending on the cause. Someone with insufficient income may need to focus on raising earnings, negotiating pay, or changing work arrangements, while someone with higher income but poor spending habits needs stronger controls and clearer spending priorities. This diagnostic approach keeps the reader from applying generic advice that may not fit their situation. It also helps remove shame from the process by treating financial stress as a solvable structural issue rather than a personal failure. The book's framework is strongest when it pushes readers to analyze their own cash flow, honestly, before committing to a plan. Thirdly, using a specific financial goal to sustain behavior change, Breyer places unusual emphasis on having a concrete reason for changing financial habits. The book treats goal setting not as an optional motivational tool, but as the foundation for long-term follow-through. This is a useful shift because people rarely succeed at budgeting simply by deciding to be more responsible. They tend to persist when they know exactly what the money is for. Whether the goal is building an emergency fund, buying a home, reducing stress, or creating future flexibility, the point is to attach financial discipline to a meaningful outcome. That approach gives the budget direction and makes trade-offs easier to evaluate. In practical terms, it means readers are more likely to stay committed when they can connect short-term sacrifices to a personal payoff. The book's focus on purpose also helps explain why budgeting can feel empowering rather than restrictive, since every decision is linked to a larger aim. Fourthly, escaping debt while building a small emergency buffer. The book does not present debt payoff and emergency saving as separate, disconnected tasks. Instead, it treats them as parts of the same effort to stop financial fragility. Readers are encouraged to get rid of debt, start saving, and create a cushion that prevents new setbacks from forcing them back into borrowing. This is a practical ordering because many households remain trapped by the same emergency expenses that keep undoing their progress. A small emergency fund can interrupt that cycle by covering unexpected costs without relying on credit cards or payday solutions. At the same time, debt reduction frees future income for saving and investing. The strength of this approach is that it recognizes the importance of defensive finances before long-term wealth building. The book therefore focuses on stability first, then growth, which is a realistic sequence for readers who are currently financially stretched. Lastly, overcoming money blocks and replacing financial avoidance with action. Another distinctive feature of the book is its attention to money blocks, meaning the mental and emotional barriers that keep people from making progress. Breyer does not reduce financial stress to arithmetic alone. She recognizes that avoidance, fear, discouragement, and inconsistent habits can be just as limiting as a low balance. This makes the book broader than a mechanical budgeting manual. Its framework helps readers confront the behaviors and beliefs that interfere with follow-through, such as assuming budgeting is too hard, fearing the truth about spending, or feeling trapped by past mistakes. Addressing those blocks matters, because even a solid financial plan fails if the reader cannot implement it consistently. By combining practical steps with psychological accountability, the book aims to turn money management into a sustainable routine. That blend of technical clarity and behavioral insight is one reason it is especially accessible to beginners who need both structure and encouragement. In conclusion, this book is best suited for beginners, overwhelmed budgeters, and readers who know they need a system but have not been able to sustain one. It is also useful for people who earn enough in theory but still feel trapped by irregular spending, debt payments, or a lack of savings. Its main benefit is practicality. It translates personal finance into a weekly routine that is simple enough to maintain and structured enough to create measurable progress. Readers who want a dense theoretical treatment of economics, investing, or advanced wealth strategy will likely find it too introductory. But that is also what makes it distinctive. Compared with many budgeting books that assume strong discipline or prior knowledge, this one is designed around accessibility, repetition, and behavior change. Its focus on identifying the real problem, setting a specific goal, and building a workable budget gives it a clear place in the beginner personal finance category. For readers who need a straightforward path out of financial chaos, it offers a manageable starting point rather than an abstract ideal. If you would like to support Avery Breyer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.